Well, we are just so happy that this happened and that it happened and that Red found out about it several months before he passed away. And we just, he just accomplished so much in his life, and we're so proud of him for, he came from very humble beginnings, came a long ways. He's a very humble man. And we're just really proud of him. And we just, his whole family, his grandkids are here. They came from each coast to be here today to represent their granddad. And so we're not all used to the limelight and all that, but we're going to speak for him. We want him to get his just reward. And we wanted to thank the people of Denver, because that's a long time ago, 40 years, you know. It's a long time for people to remember that it all happened back then. It all got going back then, and things have never been the same. The franchise is one of the best. So we're proud of him for starting that. He is Mr. Enthusiasm, Mr. Passion. I've been sitting up in the box next to Tom Jackson, so, you know, he's got the stories. And he's just like Red. And, you know, it's like, let's go here, folks. They were just wound up all the time. Just Red was moving all the time, and you could see some of the video where he was on the go all the time, talking and cheering and pushing and yelling. And, you know, somebody said, kick over the Gatorade can or do something here, you know, make something happen. So that's the kind of guy he was. And that's how his players were. And if you hang out with them, this is 40 years later, and they are still, they love each other. They hug each other. They kiss each other. You know, they're just, they love each other. And, you know, that was how Red was. He was just so passionate. He loved those guys to this day. So lots of them came to the dinner the other night. Lots of them have flown in from, you know, quite a distance to be here to honor him, even though he's not here. So it's been a very rewarding weekend. Very nice.
Did Red tell you when he found out how much it meant to him? Can you share a little bit with us what he told you about being honored in the Ring of Fame?
Yeah, it was just kind of a quiet bit of satisfaction, I guess, or just, I mean, he really could hardly believe it. You know, we got a phone call from Patrick Smythe, who said, Joe Ellis wants to talk to you. We were like, really? And he said, are you going to be home? Yeah, we'll be home. So we sat there for a couple hours, didn't say a word to each other as far as, what is this? We just figured, well, maybe he wants us to come out and meet the new coach or, you know, something like that. So nobody said a word about, gee, do you think this could be something big, you know? So then when he called, we just kind of looked at each other, and it was like, wow, never, really, truly never thought it would happen. We thought those days were past, you know? And so it was quite a surprise, but kind of just a quiet, peaceful, we didn't go scream and yell, and we didn't even go out and celebrate. It was just a peaceful happiness and satisfaction that he was appreciated. And, you know, kind of a final, like I said the other night, just the icing on the cake for a great career and just an appreciation from this town for a job well done a long time ago. That's all he wanted to do, was do a good job and, you know, win and help people and encourage people. And he has been appreciated for the last 40 years, really, by this community. And, you know, that's what it's all about, really. It's the little kids that come up and, you know, they don't even know who he is, but their mom or their dad said, hey. And they just are so excited that he'll sign a football. Or the neighbor kids, he takes them to our basement and says, here, pick out something, you know. And that just means the world to those little kids. They never forget that. So as we, you know, go about our daily business in and out of restaurants and the grocery store and whatever, always somebody stops him and says, thank you for what you did in 1977. Or it was so much fun back then. Our family had so much fun. And, you know, it was wonderful. And it was magic for anybody who was here back in 77. It was unbelievable. So turned the town on end for sure and put us on the map.
See his name today on the facade and know that it'll be there as long
forever.
As the Broncos play.
Yes.
What does that mean to you? What was that like emotionally?
Well, it's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We just can hardly believe that his name is up there. It's just fabulous. You know, and he was here 4 years and never had a losing season. I don't think they ever had a punt blocked. I think he prided himself on that. I never had a punt blocked. Just, you know, they didn't make a whole lot of mistakes. I mean, they were pretty, they got coached. You know, he had a really good coaching staff, of course. Joe Collier, I mean, you can't get much better than that. He and Joe knew each other from the beginning of their careers back in Illinois, and fabulous coaching staff. They coached them up. They really did. So it's just, it's a dream come true for our family, that's for sure, to have his name up there forever. And just kind of an appropriate thing that this is the way it all came down. You know, it's too bad he's not here today, and it's too bad Pat Boland's not here today. But they're two true champions of football.
What's Red saying right now?
Red's saying, go get him, Nan. Do a good job for me, Nan. I'm not used to doing this kind of stuff, but I'm going to do it for him. You know, I want his story told. So he was a great, great man. Great, great man. Wonderful person. Kind soul. So...